Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, find a need and fill it. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest whose company found a need and is filling it. Today's playmaker has spent his entire career in healthcare. With us today is a CEO who runs a joint venture to better serve the more than 7 million residents of North Texas. His great playmaker is Jeff Cook. Jeff is CEO of Texas Health Aetna. Texas Health Aetna is a result of a partnership between Texas Health Resources and Aetna. This partnership is the first and only joint venture between a national insurer and a provider in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The new partnership will feature the Southwestern Health Resources Network as its core, which includes more than 500 physicians in Texas Health's employed physician group. Its hospitals include 16 acute care facilities, along with 6 short stay, 1 transitional care, and 2 rehabilitation hospitals. Well, Jeff, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve.
I understand you spent your entire career in healthcare. You have an MS in healthcare administration from UT. Why healthcare?
You know, it goes back to high school. My dad was sick. He actually had a quadruple bypass when he was 37, so we kind of grew up in the healthcare system. So I always knew I wanted to get into healthcare. I just didn't know if I wanted to be on the provider side or on the business side. So I interned for a hospital in Austin for a period of time, learned that I wanted to be on the business side, so then went to college, got my master's in hospital administration, interned at a hospital, and then that's kind of where it started. So throughout my career, I've been kind of transitioning back and forth between the hospital side of the business and the health insurance side of the business.
So having started as an intern, understanding how an hospital works probably helped you a lot as you went through school and learned administration.
It does. It's been very helpful kind of seeing both sides, how an insurance company works, what they do very well and what they struggle with, and what a health system does very well and what they struggle with as well.
Well, we were talking before the show started about Texas Health Aetna, what Aetna's done across the country. And this is rather unusual for a joint venture like this. As you said, there's only 5 of them, one being in Dallas-Fort Worth. So tell us what Texas Health Aetna is.
Well, it's a joint venture between a large hospital system here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas Health Resources, and a national health insurance company, Aetna. And the reason why we came together is I think finally the health system and the insurance company came to the realization that we can't solve healthcare separately or independently, that it really takes us coming together, sitting at a table, and discussing what the true issues are in healthcare. And so that's what we're doing through this joint venture. Now, I report to a board of 10 representatives, from 5 from Aetna, 5 from Texas Health Resources. And my job is to look at the healthcare landscape in Dallas-Fort Worth and figure out how do we make it more convenient, how do we make it simpler, and most importantly, how do we make it connected and more affordable.
So this is really a new way of looking at healthcare. Will this be the trend in the future for a lot of insurance companies and hospitals?
You know, we'll see. I think it has a lot of promise. You know, it's interesting sitting at a table with physicians and hospitals and health insurance companies. You know, traditionally, health insurance companies fight with hospital systems and providers over who's going to pay what and how much that rate should be. And the conversations have been interesting so far. That's not really the dialogue we've been having. Now that we all have a seat at the table and we own a piece of this new company, the conversation is gravitating towards how do we make healthcare more affordable? How do we make it simpler and more convenient? And how do we just tackle all the pain points that are in healthcare in Dallas-Fort Worth? And there's obviously many pain points that we can solve for.
What I think I heard you say was now the focus is on the customer, which is the patient.
Exactly. And so our philosophy there is if we take care of the patient and we take care of the customer, then all things will fall into place. But, you know, in healthcare, that's not necessarily true today. It's healthcare is very, very fragmented. I characterize it as a cottage industry. So there's, you know, primary care physicians, cardiologists, orthopedic surgeons, hospitals, everybody's operating in their silo, taking care of the patient. And when the patient's at that one particular place, they're taken very good care of. But when they transition to another one of those silos, that's where the wheels fall off. So how do we cut across those silos is really what we're focused on and make it a more connected system for the patient.
So over time, you'll probably have more patients wanting to get into a situation like this where they're taken care of from A to Z.
Correct. Correct.
What was the driving force behind the partnership? Why did Aetna want to do this and tie in with Southwestern Health Resources?
You know, I think from Aetna's perspective, Aetna does a lot of great things. Obviously, a very innovative company, large national provider network, very good at analytics, paying claims, customer service, doing all those things that insurance companies do very well. But in terms of controlling healthcare costs, that's where they struggle because today the health insurance company is making outbound phone calls to their members to try to get them engaged in their care. But the reality is that people don't want to necessarily engage with a health insurance company when they're talking about their health care. They want to engage with their physician. And so I think Aetna's come to the realization that we really need to be pushing all of that care management and the way that we manage those patients, we need to be pushing that down into the local market and the physicians and working with the physicians to give them data, but really pushing that down to them. And then on the health system side, I think they've come to the realization that maybe they're not best suited to build a health plan on their own. You know, there's certain things that they do very well, trust with physicians, building physician networks, care management. There's a lot of things that they do on the clinical side, but paying claims, taking risk, and getting into the insurance business is pretty complex business. So bringing the two together and kind of it's the best of both worlds.
What I really hear then is this is not exactly going back to where we were years ago where the doctor actually was able to go to the patient's home and have that visit. It was the doctor and the patient. But you're bringing that closer to the patient now, taking care of them and making the insurance company and the healthcare network working together all the time, which relieves the patient knowing that everything is going to be handled.
That's exactly what we're doing. So as we talked, you know, healthcare is very complicated. Trying to navigate your way through the health system is difficult. And so what we're doing is that instead of having, you know, remote phone calls from insurance companies trying to manage care that way, what we're doing is pushing that down to the physicians and helping them develop these care management programs to reach out to these chronically ill patients. And then we're also developing kind of boots on the ground teams that when we identify people that are very sick, instead of calling them, we have a nurse navigators, social workers, pharmacists, diabetic educators that are actually going out to these individuals' homes and working on as kind of an extension of their physician to make sure that they're getting the care that they need. Are they getting their prescriptions filled? Are they getting a ride to the doctor's office? Do we need to call Uber for them because they don't have a car? It's looking at all of those barriers for care and solving for those. And it sounds like an expensive system, you know, developing boots on the ground and paying for things like Uber, you know, that we traditionally haven't paid for. But if you're avoiding a hospitalization because of it, it's a no-brainer from a return on investment.
This is all about customer service.
Right.
And what I also am hearing now, you're almost like the championship Super Bowl team that works together as a team rather than individual player trying to fend for themselves.
Correct.
It's all coming together under one network. Well, I understand that healthcare costs are going up. Are there any specific healthcare cost drivers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market specifically that are causing you to do what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from my standpoint, one of the biggest drivers in healthcare is the way that we've set up the system. So everyone wants to take good care of a patient. Every physician wants to take good care of a patient. Every hospital wants to take good care of a patient. But the way that we've set up the system in paying for care is that we pay for every unit of care. And so what happens is we've kind of failed the providers across the country in the way that we're paying them. We're setting them up to say, you need to see as many people as you can, and you need to churn as many people through your office and do as many procedures to make more money. And they run a business just like everybody else, right? So we need to set up a system that says, what if you do less? What if less is better? What if we pay you because we can demonstrate that you've improved the bar on quality or that you've actually taken waste out of the system. That's what we want to move towards. Instead of paying for every single visit, we want to go out to providers and pay them in a different way to say, we're going to give you the data. If you can show us that you're improving quality and you're actually reducing costs in the system, we're going to pay you more.
And quality is expensive when you're doing correctly, but when you're all tied together, you're actually pulling down the cost, I would think,
exactly,
when you're doing it this way.
Correct.
You have something called, and we haven't talked about emergency room situations yet, but you have something called an ER Doc app. How is that going to impact members' healthcare, their experience, and the experience here in DFW?
Yeah, you know, the average wait to see a physician in DFW is about 10 days. And with Amazon and, you know, everything happening in every other sector, people want what they want now, right? They don't want to wait 10 days, especially when you're sick. You're not going to wait 10 days. You're either going to go to the emergency room or you're going to find some way to see somebody sooner. So as we solve for access, as we solve for convenience and affordability, we saw an opportunity. So we actually developed a partnership with the ER physician group that covers all of the Texas Health Resources hospitals. They partnered with a company called CirrusMD and developed the technology that we've partnered with them on to where all of our members that join our health plan will have an app, and they can actually click on that app completely free of charge and have unlimited texting and virtual care with an ER physician. So the ER physician will answer the text within 60 seconds, and you can have as much dialogue as you want with that ER doc. And the good thing about it is that ER physician works in this community. They understand the community. They know the landscape. They can also, if you have a simple condition, they can write you a prescription, and you go to Walgreens, and you never have to leave the comfort of your home. And so it's simple, it's convenient, and it's affordable. It's free, you know. And we're already seeing trends, great trends from this of people being able to stay at work, not leave work for 4 hours to go to a physician appointment, and being able to take care of their issues with an ER physician that knows the healthcare landscape very well.
You mentioned before that half your board is the hospital, half the board is the insurance company. Then what I also hear, because of the ER doc app, is that your creativity is going up. You're looking for ways. You're developing the synergy between the two to come up with ideas like this, which hasn't been done before. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, that's really what the board has instructed me to do. And what I actually love about this job is what they've said is, go out into the market, look at all the pain points in healthcare, whether it be billing issues or customer service issues or fragmentation in care. Go out there and fix it. And so that's my job, is to look at all the pain points in the system, whether it be clinical or administrative, and find ways to fix it. And so the ER Doc app was one way that we're fixing it, but there's many other things that we're looking at right now.
Do people have to enroll in the system?
They do. We sell to all segments, from small business up to very, very large national accounts.
So how does somebody go about enrolling?
You know, most of healthcare for employers is sold through consultants and brokers, so we work through that channel. And so we've been out meeting with a lot of large employers, but we do sell this product through the brokers and consultants in the community who work with employers.
So it's either going through that company, but can an individual do it on their own?
So we haven't gotten into the individual side of the business today, so we don't sell individual policies. We are looking at that and evaluating that, and I think at some point we will jump into that market, but right now we're selling through employers.
So you have a new enrollee from the company that just signed with Texas Health, Aetna, but they've been doing business with another insurance company and or another hospital or doctor. They're in the middle of procedure, possibly. How do you handle someone like that?
So it depends on the situation, but usually, you know, there's transition of care, so we don't want to disrupt care. So if someone's getting care and they're moving over to Texas Health Aetna, a lot of times we'll allow them to finish out that care and then transition to one of our providers within our network.
So your focus as a company is not about the dollar. Your focus is on taking care of the customer correctly, which will bring the income in.
That is our approach.
Well, you've been CEO of Texas Health Aetna since December of 2016. I understand if not, you weren't the first employee, you're one of the first employees with the company. What has happened in the short time that you've been CEO? What have you done to develop this business, with this brand new business of Texas Health Aetna?
Yeah, I mean, when I walked through the door, we had basically nothing. We had a contract between the two parties, Texas Health Resources and Aetna, for this joint venture partnership. So we had to build the network, we had to build the products, we had to price the products, we had to get an insurance license. So it has been a true organic build. It's a brand new company, so it's a company that doesn't sit up underneath Aetna or Texas Health Resources. It is a brand new company. So we started from scratch and we went live in July.
So you hit the ground running.
We hit the ground running.
Then let's switch what we're talking about just for a little bit and talk about your leadership style, because you had to bring a lot of people in. My guess is you maybe possibly knew some of the people that you brought in with you, but how did you develop a leadership team to make sure all these things could happen?
So that's a great question. A lot of the people that I brought in, I'd worked with previously, either on the health insurance side or the health system side. So it was very important as I built my team, looking at a couple of things. One is I wanted people that could think outside of the box. So I didn't want to bring in a career health system person or a career insurance person that can only see the world from that lens. The people that I brought on, I really wanted to be able, they need to be entrepreneurial people. They need to be able to think outside of the box and think about what it could look like as opposed to what it looks like today. So that was very important. Anybody I interview, I tell them, if you're looking to come into an organization where you kind of know what you're going to do every day, then don't come here. You will hate it here, because every day is something different for us. We are constantly innovative, constantly looking at the system, what's broken, and there's no boundaries. Some days I may play human resource officer. So, you know, you have to be very flexible to work in this environment. And the second thing was just the cultural fit. And so, as I mentioned, everybody that I've brought on so far have been people that I've worked with. There's actually a couple of people coming in that I haven't worked with, but we're a small senior leadership team that's very passionate and focused around how do we improve healthcare. So we need people that kind of share those same views.
We're speaking with Jeff Cook. Jeff is CEO of Texas Health Aetna, and the website's real easy, texashealthaetna.com. Back to what you talked about with the people that work for your leadership team, my guess is this is a great opportunity for a highly motivated individual to really build their own job.
Completely agree. I mean, you asked about my leadership style. My leadership style is we meet as a team every single morning and we talk about what are we doing for the day? What does success look like for the day? I may be the CEO, but, you know, everyone in the room is challenging each other. So there's no boundaries in terms of our titles. We really are working as a team to figure out how we solve for this.
Well, a great leader brings in people that know in many cases more than he or she does, and you want to take advantage of those minds you have working for you. Then overall, what does it take to be a great leader?
Yeah, I think it's diversity and understanding where your shortcomings are and where others can plug in and help you. I think a flaw would be thinking that you can solve healthcare alone, which would be kind of crazy, right? So as I've built my team, I've built my team around people that I think can support me in areas that maybe I'm not as strong.
I would think this is being in the healthcare industry, being a work in progress.
Completely agree. And right now the bar is not where it needs to be. I mean, quality in healthcare is not where it needs to be. And costs continue to go up 6-8% a year. I was just meeting with some large employers this morning where, you know, the one thing they talked about was, look, wages have been flat, yet our healthcare costs have gone up 6-8% a year. That's not sustainable, and it has to be solved for.
And I'm guessing that's one of their largest costs, is taking care of their people with
Yes.
healthcare. You've had a lot of challenges in the less than 1 year that you've been running this business. Any one challenge that sticks out outside of anything we've talked about so far?
I think it's just the pace of change. I mean, we're tough on ourselves. We want to move quick. We want to grow quick. And so we've gotten a lot done in the first year, but we're probably our worst critics. It's all about going fast and getting to market quickly and trying to bring everyone along with us in terms of the physicians and the hospitals. this creates a lot of change from health systems and health insurance companies that maybe haven't moved at the pace that we want to move at. And so we're pushing everybody in the system to move at lightning speed.
So you are setting the pace. You are the pace setters for the industry, at least in Dallas-Fort Worth, with what you're doing.
We are. Just because we have to change healthcare, and we've got to do it quickly.
Well, you've accomplished a lot in less than 12 months. Where do you go from here?
It's all about innovation. So constantly looking at the system, constantly finding new ways to solve for those pain points, and going out and helping employers understand it, and growing our membership will be a huge key for us over the next year.
How do you get them to understand how Texas Health Aetna is different and unique in the industry?
Yeah, the first is the initial price point. So the product that we've built will be priced at about 12 to 15% lower than what you would see from your average insurance company out in the marketplace. So price always catches people's eyes. But really what we're trying to do is get out and educate people on the difference of the experience that we're creating and the fact that our goal is for employers not to experience 6 to 8% increases year over year. We truly think that we're building a different system of care to where we should be offering flat renewals or negative renewals going forward. So, but you know, the key to that is to be able to get some customers in the door and show what we can do.
Well, you caught me with that one word, and that word is experience. The experience for most individuals dealing with healthcare has been negative, and you're attempting to turn that 180 degrees. Question then about Medicare. We have a lot of baby boomers getting into Medicare right now. That's one of the largest groups of people out there. How is that being handled with Texas Health Aetna?
So we think there's a tremendous opportunity on the Medicare side through a Medicare Advantage plan. We're looking at potentially offering a plan in 2020 as our target.
So it's coming for those that have some interest in that.
It is.
And it'll be coming through those companies that you're dealing with. So tell everybody, if they have interest, being an individual that wants their company to get involved or a company that wants to find out more about Texas Health Aetna, how do they find out about more about the company?
They can either get on our website and call us directly or, again, we work through the broker and consultant channel. Most large employers work with a broker or consultant, so they can just channel that through them. And those consultants know how to get a hold of us.
It's an easy way to do it. Again, TexasHealthAetna.com. Well, Jeff, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve.
Been talking to Jeff Cook. Jeff is the CEO of the one-year-old company, Texas Health Aetna. This has been a great show. Again, thank you, Jeff. You are definitely a playmaker making things happen. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where we will have more playmakers every week. Back again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.